This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. And now from the political arena out to the tennis courts, the U.S. Open is starting this week in New York, and one star of the tournament could be the new court drying machines. They look like big rider mowers or mini Zambonis for ice, and they replace the old technology of using a platoon of groundskeepers on their hands and knees, mopping the courts with towels. Chris Widmeyer is in Flushing Meadows, New York. He's a senior director of public relations with the U.S. Tennis Association. Mr. Widmeyer, tell us how these machines actually dry the courts.
The machines are designed to both remove the standing water with a squeegee device in the back and then vacuum up or absorb the water simultaneously to cut down the amount of time it takes us to dry the courts.
Can you explain the size and what it actually looks like?
Well, they do look like ride-on mowers. They're large enough for an individual to sit on them. They're specially designed specifically for the National Tennis Center here. They did not exist before. They were an existing auto-scrubber-type machine that is used to clean large industrial facilities, but they've been narrowed. The weight has been reduced because the integrity of the court is our number one concern. We can't have the machines affect our courts in any way. So they do look like ride-on mowers, but they're flexible enough to get into the narrow openings to our court and get the job done.
Electric-powered?
They need to be electric-powered. We have very stringent gas regulations here because of the FD Fire Department of New York. So we needed to find a battery-operated or electric-powered. As a matter of fact, the batteries are special. Instead of being a gel-based battery, they're water-based because even that reduced the weight. Even though only by a little bit, it was enough to make a difference.
Now, I would guess here that the people who actually go out and work on their hands and knees in the past to clean up the water, that was kind of a frustrating job. Those who ride these machines are going to be almost heroes if there's a big rain.
We expect them to get a big reaction this year. We had some very tough conditions at the 2003 U.S. Open with the constant rain, low temperatures, high humidity, and constant cloud cover. All of these converged to make court drying particularly difficult in 2003. We knew we owed it to our fans, not only here at the NTC, but those watching in 165 countries around the world, and to our players to find a better method to dry the courts. We think the machine-based system that we have will do the job and no longer see guys mopping up on their hands and knees.
And there is big weather coming up the East Coast, so you look like you're in good shape. You better hope these machines work, right?
Well, I hope nobody ever sees them, Noah.
Okay. Thank you for talking with us. Chris Widmeyer is with the U.S. Tennis Association in Flushing Meadows, New York, and the U.S. Open. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.